Have you ever found yourself listening to someone yapping on about a subject that you don't know that much about, and you just have this funny feeling that it's BS, but you can't prove it? Have you ever felt like showing the person up, saying, you know what? What you're saying, it's garbage. Well, here's how you can do it. Let's go to Athens, Greece. Socrates. Now, Socrates came from the group of sophists. The sophists were these philosophers who would get paid to teach young, wealthy noblemen to basically BS their way through life, to spin a yarn. They learned all sorts of tricks so that they could lull their audience into complacency. Kind of like learning how to be a politician. Socrates broke away from these sophists because he'd had enough. And he figured out that the best way of showing them up was very simple. It's asking questions. What we call Socratic questions. After someone had made a big speech, pretending that they knew everything, Socrates would come and say, oh, I arrived late. I didn't hear your speech. Could you just sum it up for me, please? And that was already difficult. And then he'd ask some questions. What exactly do you mean? Could you explain more? But surely if that happened, then this would have happened. I don't understand. Could you clarify? And the more he asked these questions, the more the people he was speaking to found that they couldn't answer. And in the end, they tripped up on their own ignorance. That's called the Socratic method. It's asking simple questions, playing dumb, to show up your opponent. Now, the problem with Socrates is that he didn't make many friends for himself by doing this. And in the end, he was sentenced to death for corrupting the youth of Athens and for disrespecting the gods. He was put to death by the Democrats, who hated him. His admirer, Plato, wrote down everything Socrates supposedly said. Socrates wrote nothing. So all we know of Socrates is written down in dialogues by Plato. Now, Socrates got on people's nerves so much that they called him the gadfly, which is a type of horsefly, or the torpedo fish. Type of stingray, because he'd stun his interlocutors into submission. Socrates was a polemical figure. Interestingly, legend has it that the oracle at Delphi, called the Pythia, it was a sort of insane, psychobabbling prophetess, said that Socrates was the wisest man in Athens. And the reason why he was the wisest man in Athens is because he knew that he knew nothing. So knowing that you know nothing, from a Socratic point of view, is a sign of wisdom. Those who think they know often don't know. Next time you hear someone rattling on and you think, you know what, that's nonsense. You don't know what you're talking about. Just ask them some questions. It's as simple as that.